Here we're 12:10 in the Holy Letters in Volume 4, and this is Baruch Hashem dated the 23rd day of El Chav Gimel El Tov Shin Dal Brooklyn. The Rebbe said this is a family member. The Rebbe starts with Shei Besori. Rebbe gives the titles very Rabba Tzadik. Was Chosid Morein Yochanan. Yochanan, they say Yochanan Tversky. He was the Rebbe of Rechama Strivka Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness I received your letter from the 18th day of Elul. The month, Elul is the month of mercy. I'm sure you know the story of my father-in-law, with the titles for the Rebbe, that is, the 18th day is the birthday of both the Baal Shem Tov and also the Alter Rebbe, Admor HaZokin. And it is the day of Chai. Chai means life. It's the day of Chai, Chai Elul, Chai, because that brings in energy, vitality into the month of Elul, in all of the services of the month of Elul. Chai Elul brings in the energy in the special services that take place in the month of Elul. It's the 18th day, the Chai, that brings in the energy. What are the special services of the month of Elul? We're talking about Teshuvah, repentance, and Torah, Avodah, Ugemilas Chasadim, which is the study of Torah, the service, which is prayer, and Ugemilas Chasadim, as we have the hints in the letters of the name of the month of Elul. So, the word Es Levavcha Ve'es Levav spells out Elul, which would mean the level of tshuva. God will circumcise your heart and this heart of your... So this is one El, this tshuva. Then we have the idea of Ino Liyodei V'samti Loch, that talks about the Ore Miklot, which is also Rosh Tevis Elul. That would be the level of Torah. The Torah is considered to be like a city of refuge because the Torah has the ability to sort of protect the person that seeks refuge within the Torah, similar to the Ore Miklot, which protected from the Goyal Adam, as Rebbe explains in a lot of his sichas, in the first sichas, about the special quality of Torah. So that would be a reference to Torah. And then you have the Ish L'Reyu Matonas L'Vyonim, which would be the from the Megillah about the Purim. So we have also the word Elul, Ish L'Reyu Matonas L'Vyonim, but that would be the idea of giving gifts or helping out a friend, and that would be going to the category, I guess, of Gemilas Chasodim. And then you have the Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, which is the Rosh Tevis of Elul. I guess in the order of here, the way the Rebbe brings down the Psukim over here, would probably be in the order the way they appear in the Chumash and the Navi, in the Ksuvim. So he starts off with Aslavavcha Aslavav in Liyotcha Liyode, and then Ish L'Re'ehu from the Megillah, and then Anil Dodi, which is maybe further in the Ksuvim. I'm not sure, that's what it seems like, even though I don't think it fits the order of Tshuva, Torah, Vedimus, Chosodim, but these are all hinted in that, as explained in the length in the Sikha of Chayel. We've got to look at the Sikha as well. Likras Hashana Chadasha, towards for the new year, the Rebbe expresses again his blessing to him and his family members, that it should be a blessing, both physically and spiritually, and both together. Again, the Rebbe gives him his blessings.